I believe that in these new languages appearing on the JVM, and for any alternative JVM languages out there on the Java software platform, a key differentiator is going to be domain-specific languages. The ability to create your own DSL, or not to be able to create your own DSL. Of course, you can create a DSL in Java at the moment, but it's horrible to create an internal DSL that looks reasonably like English without using lots of syntax and dots and brackets and going through a couple of hoops. People are well aware that you can use builder patterns and fluent API such as Hamcrest matches to sort of build it. So just not impossible, but a lot of work. So I would hazard a guess that for the benefit of these other programming languages that are going to appear, can you actually create a very nice DSL in that chosen language? It's going to be a factor. I mean, domain-specific languages are not Turing complete by any stretch of the imagination. However, these languages are really helpful for allowing a business user to express their intent in a language which makes it easier for them to understand. There are lots of examples. I can go into like behavior-driven development, like Fitness, or a Scala test, which has its own fluent DSL, written by Bill Venners, or Ed Torborn's specification in Scala. And there's also Groovy has its own way of handling DSLs, at least in Groovy 1.8. There's this very nice command syntax. And then there's JRuby. And I suppose that's what I'm aiming at here. Will Salone and Coitlin support DSLs? And DSLs are frankly very useful. As in Scala right now, Scala has the Akka framework, which is based on concurrency, its futures, and there's a difference between that and, I would say, parallelism. And Martin Odesky puts it quite usefully as non-determinism is the cause of concern. It's the idea of mutable state, and I guess trying to develop parallel or concurrent solutions, and it's really not easy. So the idea of using a DSL to create a parallel instructions is really useful, and I think that's going to be a key differentiator with these new languages. The ability to create your own language is one thing, and Scala definitely gives us that, and so does current languages right now. So we will see.